It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Yes, this is You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. And now I'd like to welcome Detroit Christian rapper, the IOG. Welcome to You Talking to Me.
Hey, how you doing, Big JD? I appreciate you taking time to talk with me today.
My pleasure having you on here this morning. And first of all, maybe you could tell us what the IOG stands for.
The IOG stands for the Instrument of God, symbolizing that I'm just here for God's use and here for God's glory. And everything that I do, music and my life in general, just everything.
How did you get started in rap, and when did you change over into being a Christian artist?
Well, I started doing music when I was an early teen. It started off as writing poetry. Then me and my cousin Leon, we started putting the poetry on top of beats. And then next thing you know, one of my uncles took me into the studio, and I fell in love with being on the mic and fell in love with putting music together. But I was doing actually like secular style type of music, more so for people of the world and things of that nature. But when the Lord regenerated me and brought me into the saving knowledge of Christ, that's when my musical content changed. It changed into more Christianity reflected in the music that I do.
Right, and then how do you feel that, like, the difference that a Christian artist can make in the art of rap?
Well, I just feel like, most rap music that you hear talks about the streets, it talks about drugs, sexual content, anything that you could think of that's explicit. But as a Christian artist, like, we represent for the Lord, and we bring a positive light to the situation. We try to bring more relevant messages that have to do with people getting closer to the Lord, and godly messages that show people that we as Christians, we don't live dead and boring lives. We also have fun living for the Lord as well. So, you know, we just talk about reality in our music. We talk about love in our music. We talk about things that's going on in the world. We even throw the word of God inside of the music. That's the core foundation of the music, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We let our lives reflect through our music. We don't actually have to quote scriptures on every song and
sure,
and things of that nature, but we let the light of Christ reflect and the things that we put out.
Well, obviously, Christ is a big influence, but what about artists? You know, other artists that have influenced you maybe through the years? Have they been Christian artists as well, or other artists too?
Well, when I was younger, I was influenced by the big artists that came up in my era. Like, you know, I liked Master P back then, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tupac, but then, you know, I had to change the type of music I listened to, and I didn't really know what to turn to, and the Lord introduced me to the music of an artist by the name of Flame from St. Louis. And it surprised me because he had hardcore beats, and the way he delivered his message was hardcore, but at the same time, he was talking about God and the Word of God. So that was something that inspired me that, you know, I think I could still do music and represent for God at the same time.
Do you play any instruments as well, or...?
I don't play any instruments. I wish I could. I just love the way piano players do their thing. You know, that's something that I might be interested in the future because, you know, it's just sweet the way a person with that gift presses those keys and they're able to put music together.
Yeah.
And also, people who know how to play the piano, I think they could put together nice hip-hop tracks, R&B tracks, just off of the strength of knowing how to play the piano. So that's something that I might be interested in, but right now I don't actually play any instrument.
Do you use music to do a lot of your writing, or do you generally write first and then, you know, put that to music later?
Well, sometimes the songs that come to me, sometimes they come off of a beat I hear. Like, I cut a beat on and listen to it, and it's actually like the music speaks to my mind of what to say to the music. But then there's sometimes that I have no music completely, and I just feel the spirit of God inspiring me with certain words to put together, and then I have to go to a producer and have them make music around.
Sure, yeah.
The actual lyrics.
Let's talk a little bit about the Detroit rap scene. Are you watching any artists perform, or yourself? I know you've done a lot of work in correction facilities, prisons, and things of that nature. What's happening now?
Well, right now, I just made a transition over to a Christian rap label called Under the Radar Records. The founder is Tim Land and Eric Winfrey, the disciple. Those guys, they were reaching out to me when I left from the establishment that I was previously with. So right now, we're just in the process of getting the material together, and they're going to help me get it out. It's a lot of artists that perform in Detroit all the time. Like, I don't get to make it to all the shows, but most of the artists in Detroit have a lot of talent, and a lot of them influenced me in my earlier stages. And right now, we just trying to get some good music into the hands of people, and just trying to spread our message across to as many people as we possibly can.
Detroit is obviously a long time place for a lot of cool music. I want to get your take on the difference between hip-hop and rap. I know a lot of times it seems, especially for those not as familiar with the genre or the music, they tend to use those terms interchangeably, but I don't, from my understanding, they're not really the same thing. So maybe you can kind of give your take on, what hip-hop is, what rap is.
Well, from my understanding, hip-hop has more to do with the culture.
Yeah.
And artists that's labeled as hip-hop artists, they usually are the artists that come with the lyrical content that reaches a person's conscience, and they have a message in behind their music. Like, to me, rap is just like, rappers can put a chorus together on a nice beat and just put some lyrics together where that sound good, but it might not actually be any conscious message in behind it. And, that's just all, that's my personal opinion on what I spot as the difference between rap and hip-hop. Hip-hop is a culture, and to me, hip-hop artists that I know as hip-hop artists always had some type of positive message to put out, or always had something that they were standing for in their music, and always had something that they were representing. But a lot of rap artists just put together songs, they find a nice beat, and mm-hmm. find a catchy chorus and just throw some lyrics on it, and boom, there you go.
Yeah, it's a kind of a raw thing.
Yes, sir.
Cool. If you can come up with something through your musical career, something that's maybe the most memorable time for you, maybe an award or your music touching someone, a special performance maybe.
It was one time, I put out a mixtape called the Antibiotic Mixtape, and I passed it out to people and everything, and I just didn't think that anybody was feeling the music, and I didn't think nobody liked it. But then I had a young gentleman that doesn't necessarily listen to Christian rap. He came to me one morning, and he just let me know that one of the particular songs on there had touched him, and he said it was his motivation at that time in the morning, and it inspired him. And That was one of the most memorable moments, because if nobody ever buys a CD from me, if nobody ever plays my music, or large masses of people don't listen to it, if I can run across one person that comes to me and say something that you said helped me get through a time that I was going through in my life, or something you said inspired me to change the way I do things, I feel like my mission is accomplished just off of that one person saying something to me. Especially with that particular project, I was like, wow, Lord, the mission was accomplished.
I actually read that about you. If you could change one person, then that's what really matters to you, and that's great. What would you say to young talent in your area maybe who wants to start a career in rap music?
I would just say, because I know right now we're in a building process. You know, I've been doing music for many years and just still in the building process, you know, so it's just in order to make it in anything, you have to work extra hard. Like one of my friends sat down with me and had a conversation, and he showed me a stack with like 20 CDs in it, and he showed me a stack with like 5 CDs in it, and he said, this stack of 20 is all the people that want to be rap artists. But he said, this stack with this 5 in it is the people that actually work hard at it and put in the hours in it. And these the people out of this 25 that you see here, these 5 is the only ones that might actually do something. So I would just say, like, you know, just work wholeheartedly at it and just make sure that's what you want to do.
That's the analogy of the music business. So anything else in the works for the IOG, new music and stuff? And tell us a little bit about Boss Man Inc.
Boss Man Inc., that's actually a label that I've been in the process of getting started. That stands for Believer, Son, and Savior, International Kingdom. We recently joined over with Under the Radar Records. And I have a new video dropping. Me and my wife put a song together called Closer Than Close. Street Alert Films shot the video for us about 2 weeks ago, so we're going to have that out.
You know, Who's singing on Closer Than Close with you?
That's my wife, actually. Deidre Powell.
Yeah, that's great. We're actually going to play that song shortly. That's really cool. And that's your new single.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, we about to get that project out with Under the Radar. It's an upcoming project called Predestined for His Glory. And then I'm in a group as well. We're called the Sons of Thunder. My partner is the SOD, Spirit of David. And we about 6 or 7 songs into our project, which is called Flock. Flock is an acronym that stands for Forever Leaning on Christ's Knowledge. So we just trying to, you know, get some music out there, just to try to reach some people. You know, like with us, it ain't about trying to reach record sales and popularity and things of that nature. We just trying to reach out to the people that the Lord placed in our path to reach out to.
Yeah, that's great. You seem really busy. You're doing a lot about the new single again, Closer Than Close. It's a duet you're doing with your wife, and I guess it must make things a lot easier doing what you do with your partner rather than somebody who's, you know, not involved in it at all.
Oh yeah. My wife is amazing. We only been married actually a month today. And, ever since we've been dating and been together, she always enhances. Like, when we got together with that song, we were in the process of working on it. And, she jumped straight in and she added a few parts to it, and she took the lyrics and delivered them in the way that I didn't expect her to do, and I was just appreciative of her. We also have another song that we did together called Yahweh Got Love. She anytime she gets involved with anything with me, she enhances it.
Can you see you doing a full CD possibly with her?
You know, I actually think that could happen. I actually think so. If we were to do that, I think it'd be called Team Powell, though.
All right, cool stuff. And again, where can listeners check out your music? Is Under the Radar Records the best place at this time?
UndertheRadarRecords.com. They actually should have a profile for me up right now.
So they have a profile for you there and some of your music there, and you're going to have your video up there once you release it?
Yes, sir. The video should be edited in another 2 weeks. So that should be up on the site, too. You can also catch me at the IOG1 at bandcamp.com, the IOG1 bandcamp.com.
Great stuff. Really appreciate you being on the show today, and now we're going to go listen to Closer Than Close.
I really appreciate you, and thank you for the opportunity, because, you know, like, every opportunity is a blessing, and I appreciate you for that.
All right. Well, great having you on. That's the IOG, the Instrument of God. You can search the IOG on SoundCloud as well as online music retailers. And this is the IOG Closer Than Close. I'm your host, Big JD. This is you talking to me. Thanks for listening.
This song is dedicated to anyone that has somebody special in their life that they know was sent from God.
Yeah.
Reluctant to receiving your love, and it took a couple months, then your boy here was cuffing. A shield was on my heart, rejecting your love, and I put that shield down and proceeded receiving love then. No frontin', I started visualizing being your husband. Can't get you out my heart, this must mean something. It's gotta be meant to be. The God that resides in me lives inside of you, his glory it shines through you. I grew to the point that it was time for me to do a strategic move to get closer to you. Would've been a fool to pass up a diamond in the rough, trying to put it into words, but that's just not enough.
As I look into your eyes, I begin to realize how much I wanna be. I wanna be closer than close to you. And as you begin to see something deep within me, it makes you wanna be. You wanna be closer than close to me.
When I looked into your eyes, I could visualize through thick and thin, you always being by my side. I saw virtue deep within that's coming forth. I saw the word of God sharper than a two-edged sword. I seen loyalty, compassion, and heart and love. I seen a passion for Christ, you love the God of love. You ran away from your past, never to look back. I looked away from your eyes and saw that you were stacked like Lego, thick like Prego. Now it's time to get to what the Hebrew means by no. Let's go to higher levels, let's go to somewhere special. Let's go to new beginnings, in Christ there is no limit.
We can go where you wanna go.
We can go where you wanna go.
We can be where you wanna be.
And we can be where you wanna be.
You're everything to me.
Baby, you everything to me.
You mean the world to me.
You know you mean the world to me.
We can go where you wanna go.
We can go where you wanna go.
We can be where you wanna be.
And we can be where you wanna be.
You're everything to me.
Baby, you everything to me.
You mean the world to me.
Baby, you mean the world to me. Me. Baby, you mean the world to me. Me. Baby, you mean the world to me. Me. Baby, you mean the world to me, me. D, what we gon' be?
I'll be, you'll be, we'll be closer than close.
Closer than close.
Me, you, you, me, we'll be closer than
baby,
close.
Baby, closer than close.
I'll be, you'll be, we'll be closer than
honey,
close.
Honey, closer than close.
Me.